Anything else you want to say about surgery and lung cancer?
I think there are two things. One of my pet peeves is the number of patients who somehow never get a surgical opinion. That's a problem. So for all the oncologists out there, and it's not really so much the oncologists because they're on our side, and it's not like anyone's picking sides, but you know what I'm trying to say. It tends to be maybe the frontline people, you know, the primary care docs, even the pulmonologists who don't think that any treatment is going to be effective necessarily or that there is going to be a role for a surgical intervention. So they may or may not get even sent to the oncologist. When they get to the oncologist, in my experience, our oncologists are very good and they really realize that local control or even a chance of cure is going to be predicated by getting them to good surgeons who do daily general thoracic surgery. So that's one thing. The other thing I would say is, you know, there's a lot of discussion right now, hype perhaps, about minimally invasive procedures for stage one disease. And I think for a small peripheral tumor, absolutely a minimally invasive VATS-type lobectomy is an excellent operation. It is no better than a small little 8-10 centimeter muscle-sparing limited hand-assisted thoracotomy. I think there is a difference in the extended nodal sampling with a slightly open procedure. But again, for a small peripheral coin lesion, it doesn't really matter. Right? Because that's not the patient who is going to likely have an N1 occult node or N2 disease, and you wouldn't be missing anything anyway. The morbidity is a little bit better. But at the end of the day, the difference, honestly, is in pain. And the pain difference changes in 3 to 5 weeks. And so if you do a small, you know, and I'm biased, we do most of our procedures through small little open thoracotomies because, one, we can do it with a 0% mortality. Two, we do a very thorough operation. And three, patients come back 2 weeks later and they take a few Tylenol or Percocet and that's it. And a month later, they're off everything, you know, as opposed to sometimes you're torquing with the scope and they have as much or more pain. So anyway, it's all surgeon bias. It doesn't really matter as long as you do a good operation. And I think for the more challenging central tumors or 3A disease for sure, those patients just don't get a good operation because they don't get accurate nodal dissections really. And I know my friends, Tommy D'Amico and others, Rob McKenna may argue against this and that's fine. But I think in the community, truthfully, the right answer is a surgeon with experience, surgery with a small but real exposure, safe operation, and accurate and thorough nodal dissection is important. And these patients do great. I mean, you know, 1%, for Christ's sakes, mortality.